Take three. Hey, everyone. This is the third time I've tried to record this. I sound like a TikTok video. Clearly, it is just me. It's just Laura. And I'm still learning how to do this by myself, apparently. It's been some time. I apologize, first of all, for how long it's been since we've been not just giving you guys an episode, but giving consistent episodes. It's been a year for both of us. And, you know, if you follow us individually, if you follow Maria, you'll know why we had to take this last break. And that's really all I'm going to say at this point. But we're going to try and get things back on track here. Maria is not going to be joining for this month. It'll be just me on a really nice, fun, amazing, awesome note. She is getting married in a few days, actually. Next weekend, I believe, is the date. And if you remember her talking about it, it is not in this country. So she's already there in the Dominican Republic. She has been planning a ton this year. She's there preparing for it because there's really only so much you can do from a distance. And after the wedding, she will be on her honeymoon. So ideally, she'll be back after that sometime in November, but we'll see. We'll see. We miss her. I miss her. I love her dearly. And it's going to be strange doing this for a short period without her, but I'm hoping that by the time she comes back, she's going to come back to this amazing, wonderful podcast where everyone's going to be so excited for her to be back, and which I know we all would be anyway, but yeah. So what to look forward to this month? Already, I'm a little behind. It's the 7th. It's been a year. It's been a rough few months. I've literally been in just survival mode. So I am going to try my hardest to get at least one episode out a week, if not more. I plan on doing two listener episodes this month, which of course, this is our first one. I'm hoping to, sorry if you hear my dog in the background. Again, my time is limited. I can only do so much. But I'm hoping to do a spooky episode, an ethical episode, maybe an interview if I can get it scheduled in time. But we'll see. So lots to look forward to. And then when Maria's back, we'll do maybe a little bit more in depth of a like check-in with each other, with you all. And I'll probably do another one just for Patreon. Maybe at this point they'll already have it. A more personal, the one-on-one check-in, but more goodies there as well that I'm planning on. And literally, I think that's the key here is playing it all ahead of time so that everything gets released accordingly. But for today, like I said, it's going to be a listener's episode. Hang on, Domino, sweetie. So, actually, before we get into that, happy spooky month. It's finally October. Halloween is coming up. I have fallen victim to every single store that sells Halloween things, including dog toys. My dogs have so many dog toys now, simply because they are spooky. My dog currently has a skull with a rope snake going through the skull. And it's also fun. It crinkles, it squeaks, and she loves it a lot. So I apologize if you hear that throughout. Now back to the listeners episode. I'm hoping that we get some good creepy stories. Maybe get the spooky month headed off just right. Otherwise, I am all for something heartwarming. I think we could all use it. So to get into it, our first story is actually a question from Alyssa. And Alyssa and everyone else, I do apologize. The toy has been booted. These stories and questions are from months ago. So I apologize for us just now getting some questions. I cannot thank you enough. You guys are truly what makes our podcast amazing. Now to Alyssa's question, she starts with, "Hi, apologies in advance for the length. My question is about the meaning of a glass table cracking during a spell. I'm a fairly new witch, really only started practicing this past summer. I really love doing green witchcraft using herbs to make teas and tinctures and doing different seasonal type rituals. The main rituals I do regularly are full moon and new moon rituals because I feel really emotionally and physically connected with the moon. Maybe TMI, but my cycle has been synced with the moon phases, period during new moon, ovulation during full moon, ever since I started doing witchcraft, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, I decided to do a new moon ritual for the one coming in a couple days, and I usually like to do some kind of burning spell where I burn things I've written down on paper that no longer serve me. This time, I actually wrote down the names of a couple girls who I used to be close with. We had a bad falling out right before COVID hit, and it ended up being really healthy for me to move on and focus on other friendships. But I still feel negative emotions around the interaction and those relationships, and I have lost some confidence in my friend-making ability. So this time, for some reason, I felt compelled to cast a spell by burning their names and saying three times, 'I keep those who are full of love and kindness in my life and let go of those who no longer serve me. I forgive and let go.' Anyways, here's where my question comes in. I burned the papers on a charcoal briquette. Fuck that word. The last time I recorded this, I messed up on that as well. Charcoal briquette. I burned the papers on a charcoal briquette that was on an incense holder that seems fairly heat proof. I've done this on multiple occasions on top of my glass coffee table. This time I did the ritual, meditated, drank some tea, and then blew out the candles and made sure the briquettes were out. I then left for a couple hours, and when I came back, there was a huge crack down the width of the coffee table that went right under where the holder with briquettes was sitting. My only guess is that the heat somehow cracked the glass, but it's really weird because it never happened the other times I've done it. From a standpoint of magic, do you see this as a very positive thing that the spell worked, or did I just get a shit ton of bad luck? I was not by any means wishing ill on these ex-friends, just really trying to let go of them in my head. Happy to send a pic if that's helpful. Just let me know. Thanks. Love y'all's podcast, especially the episodes about ethical witchcraft. Did I say that wrong? As a white person, it's been very helpful to learn from y'all how to best practice magic while fully respecting the cultures and people where these practices may come from, and especially putting witchcraft into the current and historical context of race and power. So thanks for all you do. Alyssa, I think that this is actually a really, really, really great question and reminds me that I would love to have a fire expert on for an interview someday to go over things like this, fire safety too, because I think that's important. But in this particular case, not being a fire expert, I can't say for sure if, you know, I'm sure it's possible that even if you were able to do it before, maybe the glass just reached a point where it was like, I can't do this anymore and cracked. I don't know. From a magical standpoint, I don't see this as bad luck. Nothing you did was ill-intentioned whatsoever. I just don't really believe in that. The threefold law thing isn't my jam. Truthfully, you didn't do anything wrong. You did something that sounded very, very healthy. So magically, maybe this did mean that it was very positive, that it did work, that it was maybe really powerful. it would be interesting to hear from you now, months later, as to how you're feeling. And if you run into those people, if you have, or if you think of them, or I don't know, truly, this has been months later. But I would like, if you're interested, to send follow-up. I can share it or not share it, but I think that might be more of a, in hindsight, now we can say whether the magic was there, or if it was just coincidence, or both, which I think is very, I think is probably the most common case, is when it's both. Now, our next one is a story from Asia. She writes, "Hey, my name is Asia and I'm 17. I found your podcast on Spotify recommended, and I love listening to you guys at work. I hope y'all are doing good. Anyways, here's my most recent spirit encounter. In the house. Now, I live with my grandma, who has recently opened up to me about her family having practiced witchcraft for who knows how long. Very surprising to me, who has been in the broom closet for the past almost 2 years. And I'm still not over that. Anyway, so I asked if my friend Jaden could come over, and she was cool with it. My friend comes over, everything is cool. Fast forward to 11 p.m. I'm tapping out because I work at 5 a.m. I'd be dead if I had to wake up that early. But before I go to sleep, I decided to light two protection candles, one on my altar and one on a plant stand. I normally don't leave candles on at night because I don't want the house to burn down, but I just wanted two. So then I go to bed. Then Jaden, my friend, decides to lay down. So we both are in my bed because she doesn't want to sleep on the couch. So I fall asleep. She was just chilling on TikTok and she said she realized the two candles are lit. There are 7 day candles, by the way. So she blows the one on my altar out. Like, why that one? Anyways, and then she said she was up for a few hours because she couldn't sleep. But around 2, she gets off her phone and turns to face the wall. And then saw light flicker. Turns over, and the candle on my altar was on and big. And my other candle flame was big as well. And then she woke me up in a panic. I was so tired. And I said to my God-fearing friend, Jaden, I have spirits that come and that come around, and it's okay. I didn't know it relit itself. I thought the flame was just big. Because she kept saying something like, it's on and it's really big. I just woke up. Anyways, so I go to sleep, and she was on her phone for a little longer and eventually fell asleep. But that's just half of what happened. Around 3:30, 4 a.m., my grandma, who can see spirits, got up to use the bathroom and see the time. She said after she got in bed and saw with her third eye or mind's eye a man standing to the side and end of her bed, he was saying, "Bell, bell, bell." Before he could say it again, she jumped up from bed and he was gone. She then went to the living room and turned on the TV and just was shocked because she hasn't seen someone in her house in a while. Did I mention this happened January 17th, first full moon of 2022 in Cancer? Well, I had no idea about her seeing someone till I got off work that day. But I did talk to my friend on lunch at work on FaceTime. She's okay and didn't get scared away. I totally apologize for just going back to sleep. Anyways, my grandma then said we had to cleanse the house and protect and ward. So we did all that. It was very interesting that my protection candle relit itself, though. The one on my altar that was blown out. I feel like this is very long. I ended up doing some divination on who this man was. If you're interested, I have an idea, but let me know if you want to hear about it or about my family of witches. Thanks for listening. Blessed it be. First of all, I apologize for the end, for the stuttering. My computer felt like this was just the right time for like a million alerts to pop up. But that story, I would love to hear more. I would love to hear more about your family. I'd love to hear more about your divination, who you think this man was, and also why he would spark your protection candle. if he really had ill will, or if it's protection in the sense of just alerting you maybe that someone was there. That would be really interesting to find out. But spirits are amazing. Spirits are great. I say that as maybe it was someone bad. I don't know. I always think it's really exciting when spirits show up. So please, if you hear this, definitely write in or follow up in some way and let us know. All right, our next one here is a question from Abby. And she says, I love your podcast, but I'm more of a reader than a listener, and I really love your blog, which I have to apologize. We haven't touched our blog in, I don't even know how long, 2 years? Maybe two more, more than 2 years? It would be great for us to get back into blogs if you all have feedback on our blog, what you'd like to see, what you'd find helpful, please let us know. But she continues, I noticed you talk about books you loved or articles and was wondering if there are any that you'd recommend. Also, any blogs that you follow. I'm a secular witch, so I'm looking for information about the practice rather than a pagan religion. So, okay, right there. That's a great suggestion for what we could offer. I will definitely put that on my list of things to work on for this month for the podcast because we do. We always mention books or different articles, sources that we use. And I think it would be great to have everything in one place, especially if, you know, being a secular witch, there's so much information out there and it is hard to kind of sift through it all and find what's good, what's worth it, who is problematic or who you find out later on was problematic, because that's important to know. Let me think about that and then I'll post something because I do think that's important. I don't currently follow any blogs. Maria might. So I'll also make sure to check in with her when we post something. But that's a great question. Thank you, Abby. All right. Our next question is from Lucia? I always like that name, but I have heard it both. Her question is, what is your view, opinion on, I think this is a typo, astrology? Let me make sure that's not actually a word, but I'm like, astrology, yes. Okay, clearly, my opinion is I fucking love it. if you've had the chance to hear some of our episodes, we've had my friend Jess on a number of times to discuss astrology. I love it. I love it so much. I always did kind of like it. I always identified with my sun sign of Virgo. But I didn't put too much stock into it until I met my friend Jess, who I think it was our second shift together, said, I want to do your chart. Let me read it. And she did. And she detailed who I am, things that have happened in my life, not necessarily specific events, but, you know, oh, your relationship with your dad is probably blah, 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 things like that. And I, up to that point, kind of viewed astrology as, you know, like taking the Myers-Briggs test. Or the Enneagram test, or like I just had to do the Clifton Strengths Finder test for work. Things that just kind of offer insight, but like that's really all it is just kind of like light insight and up to a lot of interpretation. But astrology gets very deep. It is really more than just your sun sign. It's your whole chart. It's asteroids. It's how it intersects with other people's charts or the chart for an event even. It's really deep. More, I feel like I know quite a bit on astrology, but I feel like I also barely scratch the surface. So that is my view. And my opinion is no matter what you think of it, let yourself dive into it. either it's going to resonate or it's not. And if it doesn't, just look at it like one of those personality tests. You don't have to agree with all of it or some of it or with it at all. And that's fine. So I hope that answers your question. Okay, the next one here is a story. Oh gosh, it's long. I say that with excitement. I do like long stories because you know it's going to be juicy. Okay, so our story comes from Lauren. And she writes, "Hello, Maria and Laura. My name is Lauren, she, her, and I'm from North Carolina. I've been listening to and thoroughly enjoying your podcast since fall 2021 and have been slowly but surely listening through all the episodes and catching up. I'm a big fan of your listener stories, so I figured I would write in. I want to share with you lovely ladies my unconventional journey to becoming a witch. Like many of us, I was raised Christian. However, my family is very conservative, evangelical Christian. I had always been intrigued by anything considered occult or taboo, but knew better than to go near that stuff, fearing the judgment of both God and my parents. Flash forward to adulthood when I'm finally able to be my own person and make my own path. You'd think I'd jump right on this stuff, but thanks to all the Bible brainwashing I had growing up, it was so far from my reality, it never even crossed my mind." And I think that's going to be a whole other episode of ours at some point. Because fuck, it can. It takes a lot to kind of undo some of that brainwashing. She continues, "Until spring 2021, when I got the random urge to go through this jewelry box I hadn't touched since I moved into my own apartment 2 years prior. Inside was some random stuff I had left over from childhood, but there were also some pieces I honestly didn't recognize and couldn't recall where they'd come from. One particular piece that was interesting was three different small crystals stacked vertically together and wrapped intricately in copper wire. I could tell the top stone was amethyst. The other two stones were darker, but had no idea what they were. All I knew is that it was pretty and I wanted to wear it. I didn't have any cord or rope befitting such a pendant to make it into a necklace, so I carried around in my purse till I had time to go to the craft store to get materials. Once I had made it into a necklace, I wore it as often as possible. When I wasn't wearing it, it was in my purse or beside my bed. I honestly didn't know why I was becoming so attached to this pendant. I just knew it felt right and wasn't doing any harm. During this time, I was also becoming more aware of energy and how it's literally everywhere and in everything. I was becoming aware of other people's energies and emotions and how they affected me. At times, I could even feel their emotions as if they were my own. In my own energy, I was beginning to feel more drawn to older things. I would go to the thrift store, head for the book section, and usually find myself in the vintage section. I would get whatever book called to me. This attraction to older things made me wonder if I had lived a past life, when perhaps these things were new. I also just had the inkling that I had an old soul, and that my experiences in this life were not my only experiences. Between this and other stuff I was going through, I felt the need to reach out to someone in a spiritual community. I remembered a while back, a Facebook friend of mine who I hadn't talked to since high school sent me an invitation to like her business page where she offered oracle readings. At the time, I wasn't really sure what that was, but liked her page anyway to show my support. I ended up reaching out to her for a past life reading and explained what was going on and how crazy I felt. She then explained that I wasn't crazy and that the entire world is actually undergoing this awakening, lots of new witches. Witches, I thought to myself. Witches, yes. I had always secretly wanted to be a witch and finally had the space to be one. She ended up giving me a message from a past life that was quite relevant to my current life. Afterwards, she invited me to join a Facebook group for witches that she helps moderate, and I have considered myself a witch ever since. Naturally, I started looking to all things witchy, but particularly crystals at first. I took my crystal pendant to my local magic shop and they identified the other two crystals. The one on the bottom of the stack was smoky quartz and the one in the middle, moldavite. I had been carrying around this piece of space rock for months, having no clue about its transformative abilities. But holy shit, it did its job. Eventually, the cheap cord I made for it came undone, and I haven't worn it since. It did its job, and I'm good for now. Where did this mysterious pendant come from? It took me a while to recall, but I eventually figured it out. Before I lived in my current apartment, I lived with my ex. For a few months towards the end of our relationship, we had a roommate. She was an old friend of his, but ended up being more my friend when she lived with us. She was very much into spirituality and learning what it is to have a truly human experience. When she moved out, she accidentally left some things behind, one thing being this pendant. My ex wanted to throw all her stuff out, but I saved some of it. I vividly remember saying about the pendant, "This isn't really my thing now, but it might be one day." Eventually, this friend and I got back in touch, and she confirmed it was hers. Turns out her brother had wrapped it himself. I told her all about what it did for me and how I'm now a witch and understand that everything in the universe is connected. She said, "Yes, you get it now." And I was so happy to reply with resolve, "I get it now." So that's how I became a witch. Not exactly the normal way, but I've never really been normal. I spent the remainder of 2021 not really practicing witchcraft, but just gathering knowledge and passively learning about the various aspects of witchcraft that interest me. Thanks to some of my own studies, but mostly this podcast, I feel as if I have a solid foundation to move forward on my path. So thank you, ladies, for what you do and sharing your craft and knowledge with other witches. I just wanted to leave you guys with a few notes. Few funny notes. I work as a full-time dog walker and listen to you guys as I walk. For the longest time, every time I'd hear Domino or Bishop come into Laura's room and bark, I'd look around to see where another dog was. Now I'm able to discern between real life and my audio, and I love it whenever they come on the podcast. Thank you. Also, I remember one episode where y'all were discussing types of witchcraft. You doubled on the word Appalachia. Just for the record, it's pronounced Appalachia. Attached to this email is a random tweet of how to remember its pronunciation. Stay witchy, my friends. Love, Lauren. And I will share that. Appalachia. I'm going to throw an Appalachia. That's how I'm going to remember it. And I say she's also included a photo of this necklace. Oh, that's cool. Wow, he really intricately wrapped it. The three stones. That's very cool. Aw, I love hearing these stories. I love hearing these stories when it's someone coming from a religion or leaving a religion and kind of undoing what they've been taught. Like you mentioned brainwashing. Some people may not see it as brainwashing. I am of the mind that it is, because it's not something you choose to believe in. It's usually something that is forced on you repeatedly until it becomes your belief. So I resonate a bit. Not quite as extreme because I grew up Catholic. I'm a white girl Catholic. So, you know, it's a bit different. But I really love that. Thank you for sharing. Okay, this next one is a story. Okay, they emailed it versus sending it through the website, which is totally fine. It's just a different format that my brain has to adjust to. So this is from Kirby. And I don't see pronouns. Scanning it. No. Okay. So Kirby writes, "Hello, witches. Hope you're having a great day. I'm Kirby, and here is my story of seeing the ghost bride of Banff." Ooh. "I was 4 years old, and I still remember it to this day. The castle is a hotel now. It has a food bar, a shop where I bought my first crystal, and it has all a castle would have. My parents and I walked up to the spiral staircase, and there was a little plaque talking about a girl who, on her wedding day, walking up the spiral stairs, her groom pushed her down. Then she tumbled down and died right where I was standing. All of a sudden, I heard dancing and music. I ran up the stairs and looked in the ballroom at the top of the stairs, and no one was there. I swear that at the thing that I heard followed me all over the castle. When I asked my parents what was making that noise, they said they didn't hear anything. Then I found out I had clairvoyance. Love your podcast. They also followed up saying that there were some grammatical errors. I was so excited about sending this that I just typed as fast as I could. Kirby, everybody, not a single one has come through without a grammatical error. It happens, especially if you're typing on your phone. Oh my God, happens all the time. So never worry about that. If anyone is worried about typos when you write in, don't. They also add saying, I don't have clairvoyance, but clairaudience. Once again, love your podcast. Bye, guys. And that makes sense. Clairaudience makes sense. You clearly heard something that other people didn't hear. But it would be interesting, again, we're reading things months later, if maybe you have developed some other abilities. I think everyone has the ability to develop any of these abilities. Maybe some of them come and go. So if you're open to it, I hope that's something that you're able to develop. Thank you for sharing. All right. Our next is it says listener story / question. So let's see what it says. Hi, ladies. My name is Colin, he, his. I've been listening to your podcast for about a month. I'm on episode 67, so I should be caught up soon. This is going to be a lot, so feel free to cut out anything you feel necessary. I'm sorry for any poor grammar in advance. Like I said, really, it's okay. I switched apartments at my job to overnights, which is what compelled me to finally listen to a podcast as I never had before. I'm so happy yours was the one I chose. I have been learning and laughing so much. I wish I could explain how loud I laughed at Laura's special throat while listening. Look, I have a very special throat, okay? It's totally fine. It honestly feels like I gained two very close friends. I love the podcast as well as learning about your lives. I'm going to go into the story of how I started my witchcraft journey as well as tell a quick witchy story. I started my witchcraft / spirituality journey shortly after I had a rough relationship / heartbreak. I had for years had an interest in tarot. I'm a slut for charms, and I've just been in love with all things mystical and magical since childhood. After the breakup, I finally hit this point of just being lost, not sure how to pull myself out of the depression I had entered, as well as where to go for answers. One day, my best friend Naomi and I decided to go to the witchy store that we have in our town just for fun and grab some crystals. On the one shelf, they had this book titled Modern Witchcraft. I picked it up, decided to purchase it. The next thing I know, Naomi and I had a plethora of herbs. We would do spell jars and sigils together. She would help me write verbal spells. I like it when they rhyme. Who doesn't? Is it a spell? No, it's okay. It's a spell if it doesn't rhyme, but come on. It kind of needs to rhyme. Side note, I remember a listener had suggested an episode topic of how to incorporate pop culture witchcraft into your actual witchcraft. Yes! Good reminder. Thank you. I just wanted to let her know I have 100% taken verbal spells straight out of Charmed and used them in my craft. Now to my story. I'd already come to the conclusion via research that love spells were wrong and could end poorly. One night, Naomi and I were going to do some spell jars together. My boyfriend and I were having a slightly rough patch, so I figured I'd do a sweeten / strengthen things up spells jar. I was using this little glass spoon that came with my witchy kitty mug to put ingredients in the spell jar. I went to put rose petals in the jar and noticed there was some mold on the rose petals, so I threw those ones away and proceeded to grab more out of the bag. We consider Naomi's cat Merlin to be our little familiar, as he was always on our laps as we did spell jars and tarot readings. So as I go to put more rose petals in, Merlin knocks the glass spoon off the table, shattering it. Merlin. Jeez. Very cat-like, though. He never knocks things off the table. Oh, okay. So I looked at Naomi and said that was a sign and canceled the spell. A little later down the road, my boyfriend and I did have a small but very necessary break. Now, we just bought a house together, and I'm planning to propose. Boo. So to any other listeners out there, you'll know if the spell you're doing is right. You can feel it in yourself if it is, and if you don't pick up on it, signs will be sent to you. Again, ladies, thank you so much for everything you two. You do. You two are beautiful souls, and I'm so happy to now be a part of the journey. I do have a dreamy story I can share. If you would be interested, just let me know. Stay witchy, keep it creepy, Colin. P.S. I am planning on creating a webcomic / anime in the near future that is going to involve witches, and I was wondering if you two would be okay with me basing two of the characters on you. Thank you for everything. Yes, Colin. Yes, please. That would be so cool. Honestly, Colin, I love what you've written in because it's not only a fun story to share, but I love that you had a message for other listeners as well. I love that. I really like it. And you're so right. You're so, so right. You will be sent signs if something isn't right. You'll be sent signs if it is right. And a lot of that has to do with your intuition too. And it sounds like you have really good intuition as well. So, Colin, I truly hope that as we go through these stories, there's another one from you. And if not, please feel free to write in. Okay, this next one. Oh, I don't get chills, but this gave me a little chill. I'm going to have to listen to it. It's from Anonymous. And it's not even a question or a story. They just write, I am listening to Listener Stories episode 19, and at 26 minutes, 57 seconds, for a few seconds, there's a weird sound. You're talking about a ghost, and it's like a grumbling sound. Could be mic feedback or one of your stomachs grumbling being picked up on a sensitive mic, but it sounds creepy as fuck, and you should investigate. Thought I should share. Let me see if that is something I'm able to pull up while I'm recording. Was it listeners episode 19? And
20. Please write in more. 20. Yeah, I guess we'll hear in 3 months' time.
All right. Okay, hang on.
It was so scary. After doing some research, I later learned that the person who died in the house died right outside my bedroom door. So spooky.
Oh my god, move. Move out. That's what I'm doing. Dad, can we move out, please? I wouldn't be able to function.
I had a strong interest in witchcraft and the paranormal at this point, so I redoubled my studies to find out what had happened and why.
I didn't hear anything. Let me go back 10 seconds prior to where this supposedly happens. Let's see.
Oh my god, move. Move out. That's what I've done. I'm like, Dad, can we move out, please? I wouldn't be able to function.
I had a strong interest in witchcraft and the paranormal at this point, so I redoubled my studies to find...
Maybe? Did I maybe hear something? Now I don't know if it's because I wanted to hear something or because something was there. I'm going to investigate this further. Not from my phone while I'm recording, but... with my good headphones and on my computer, because I swear there is something, right? There's something. I'll follow up with you all. Thank you, Anonymous. Okay, our next submission here is a question from Kyle, and he writes, hello. I just recently stumbled upon your podcast. My wife and I are very much into spooky stuff. We just got married this past Halloween. Congratulations, you're about to have an anniversary. And I personally have taken quite an interest in witchcraft. We live in New Hampshire and frequently travel to Salem, Massachusetts, the witch city. I was just curious as to the general rules regarding men practicing witchcraft. Forgive me if I seem terribly uninformed, but as a female-dominated subculture, I was curious as to if men call themselves witches or if it's welcomed or frowned upon. Anyways, I look forward to more of your show. Stay spooky. Well, Kyle, that's a good question. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a man, anyone, anyone, whether you are cisgendered male, if you are trans, if you are non-binary, it doesn't matter. Anyone is welcome to identify as a witch and call themselves witch, because it's for everyone. That being said, though, I think it's really important to know the history of witches, which obviously it does involve quite a bit of persecution against women. And as a man, I think it's most especially important for you to know that. I think anyone getting into it needs to know the history, but I think it's good to know what others have gone through to now be able to reclaim the word to use. And also the fact that, I mean, just going off of Norse paganism, let's say, the magic of Seder was traditionally practiced by women, and men who practice it were considered, what's the word? Ergi? I think that's the word, Ergi. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right, but they often would be depicted as wearing women's clothing. It was seen very feminine and like not quite right. And as open-minded as the Old Norse seemed to be, they weren't perfect by any means. So even just diving into a little bit of that, different cultures, how men in those cultures were viewed if they practiced something that was considered, you know, a woman's practice. While also feeling welcome today to be able to do those things and still fighting against discrimination that women face using the term witch, but also men who want to get into something that is considered feminine or female driven. But you are more than welcome. So maybe that would be a good episode for us to dive into a little bit further. I know way back in the beginning, we had an interview with Philip. I forget the episode number. It was an interview. He was an augur. I would go back and listen to that one if you haven't, because we did kind of touch on it. But maybe like an actual history would be interesting. Men's place in witchcraft that wasn't necessarily as the bad ones. All right, our next story, right? Yes, is from Noemi. I think it's Noemi, pronounced they, them, there. They write, "Hi, witchy sisters. I come from Slovakia, where there's no using pronouns yet. But if it comes by during my time here, I'd identify as she, them, there." Oh, perfect. Good to know. "I consider myself asexual, and I am still kind of figuring myself out when it comes to gender. Most of the time, I think of myself as a girl, but then I like to be called boy's version of my real name or from the side of my friends, which are mostly men. I'd like to think of myself more as a buddy than a girlfriend." So still figuring. First of all, absolutely. You don't have to depict anything and stick with it. You choose whatever fits you. And you're allowed to change as you figure that out. "I apologize for my English then, because it's not my first language, nor is it my first foreign language, which is French. I still hope it will be understandable. And I will try to do my best too as I'm reading this. If something doesn't make sense, I'll try to just read it in a way that does. First of all, I'd love to thank you for your podcast. I discovered it just a month ago or so, and since then, I've been binging the episodes. I'm really sorry Melanie wasn't able to continue with it, because I love episodes with her and her voice in them." She really did have a wonderful voice. Still does have a wonderful voice. "But then you two are doing a great job nevertheless, and I'm always excited to open my laptop in the morning and start with a bit of boring work, because I always listen to your stories while working and clicking and clicking. It's getting long and I haven't even started. I'm sorry. I'm a writer and so I just write." Let me just, number one, I did mention grammar. Don't ever worry about it. You don't need to apologize for it. It's fine. The length of it, that also, don't worry about it. We love when they're long, and if they're short, that we love it too. anything is, we just love you all. There are a few things I'd like to share with you. I've always been very sensitive when it comes to energies. I was that weird kid no one really liked to hang out with, but they always came when they had something on their chest to just ease themselves of that rock. I lost my place. Hanging it to me. Also, I've had several boyfriends throughout the years because they were just attracted to my energy. I was never the initiator of a relationship. Okay. So far, we're on the same page. I'm feeling you already. I was the same way. I literally just had a conversation with someone about that. Anyway, enough about my opinion. 3.5 years ago, my brother died in an accident. He was a climber, just like my dad was, but my dad is not dead, only very ill. Oh, I'm so sorry. My brother was born in August, and this accident happened in the summer, only 8 days after his 19th birthday. For his birthday, my dad wanted to do something special, so he paid for this climber's assembly in our local mountains for them both. At the end of July, I was staying with my dad. My parents are divorced, so this brother and another one I still have are actually my semi-brothers or half-brothers, it sounds like, and he was telling me about this. I had a really bad feeling about this whole trip, but I ignored it, thinking it's because of my dad's sick state, he's suffering from arthritis, and that I'm afraid for him if he would have enough strength. But then I reminded myself that I was always afraid, and he always somehow survived everything that crossed his path. So then I just forgot all about it and left for school, which is in another country. August 17th, I was at work. I was working in a cafe back then. I came home late around 2 or 3 a.m. and found out my two plants just died. They were actually the same kind, one bigger, one smaller. They were both with their flower crowns down. I felt sad about that, but then I was just too tired, so I went to bed. At 9 a.m., my phone rang. I looked at the number, and it was my dad. The name of my brother was, I should have looked this up. Juraj. It's with a U, right? Juraj or Yurko is a softer version of it. And that was all. I called him back, but he was unable to say anything more. We were both crying. My brother was a really kind person. Someone who always smiled, cared for people, helped those who needed it. I'm still not over what happened to him, and I don't think I'll ever be, but I also think that's okay. In the most difficult times, I'm trying to think that at least he died doing something he loved the most. He died while climbing. I used to see him, sense his presence about a year after the accident, and then I stopped. I never dreamed about him either. I would love to reach out to his soul again, but I'm not sure how or if it's even safe for him. What if he's now in peace somewhere and I'd be dragging him back there to this messy world again? I don't know. After almost a year from my brother's death, I finally broke up with my boyfriend who was abusing me. Mostly emotionally, mentally, and then financially. I've been there. I started running. For quite a long time, I felt like running was the only thing that made sense to me. I wanted to do something physical since my brother was a climber and also a footballer. I got used to late running. Once as I was running in this nearby park, it's actually more of a little forest than a park, in the late evening, I was feeling really good, happy, content, and then I felt like someone was running beside me. I felt it very strongly. I'm not sure what it was. I kind of doubt it was my brother because it felt more like a feminine energy, but it just felt so good. I started doing many things during my life, and after a time of many of them, many of them just fade away, but I'm very positive about me wanting to stick to running. I have so much more to tell, but since this is like, a novel already, I'm going to save it for next time. I also have some true crime paranormal stories I think you might like. And maybe there will even be more since I'm starting thinking of myself as a witch. I'm currently very much into numerology, so thank you for your last episode, and into chakras. I practice yoga almost every day. And I'm learning to work with oracle cards. I find it easier than tarot, not sure why, maybe because of its less strict rules. So I can just let my imagination to discover what it has to discover. And also learning to work with crystals. There's just so much I want to know. So I think I just keep binge listening to your podcast and keep learning. The name I shared with you, Noemi, is not my real name, but I always felt kind of distanced from my given name. So right now, I'm saving up to change it legally. And since I discovered the number of my given name is the same as the name I chose for myself, I started to think it might just be a good call. Yours, Noemi. Oh, I feel like I have to take a second with that. First, I'm deeply sorry about your brother. Unexpected death of a family member is not easy. Especially sudden, very unexpected. I can't imagine what you and your family went through. So I'm sorry for that. And, you know, speaking of, you know, being worried about reaching out to your brother, I'm not a fully developed medium. I'm in my very, very, very early stages. I'm not even close to offering readings because it's something I'm still learning. But from the mediumship circles I've been a part of, the consensus has kind of been that, and again, this isn't necessarily the answer, because we can't prove anything, right? But the consensus is kind of that our loved ones, when they pass, they're not a part of this world anymore. And they don't really, they're not constricted by our rules, much less our concept of time. So coming back to visit you, it's not really a matter of, you know, being pulled back into anything dark, because he's in a different place and feelings are very different there. And I would have no doubt that if he hasn't come around, it's probably been because he's thinking of what's best for you. And I've heard that multiple times, that sometimes loved ones, once they've passed on, as much as we want them to visit or make themselves known, sometimes they find that it's in our best interest to not, which can be really frustrating because, like, why not? Please visit me. But, you know, I think once they've moved on, there's a different view that we're limited and we can't see or know everything, and they're in a position where they do know a bit more. And I wouldn't doubt that maybe he does visit when you don't know it. I think, I don't know. I don't think that that's like a closed door. I think if you want to reach out to him and let him know that you just want to know that he's still there, I have no doubt that he would do something to let you know that he's still around. And I hope we hear more from you. I think it sounds like you are on a really fascinating journey with yourself. I resonate quite a bit with some of what you've shared. Please write in again. Okay, our next submission is titled Demon Shite and Healing Powers. Now, I don't know if this is actually shite or a typo, but I'm going to go with shite because I like that. And she writes, "Hey, ladies, I am Sabina, she, her. And before starting these two shortish stories, I just want to say, oh my God, I love your podcast. Keep it going." That is our plan. Anyways, on to the story. When I was younger, around 7 or 8, I used to have a lot of paranormal stuff going on, especially with sleep paralysis. One night, I had an episode. Usually with my sleep paralysis, I would usually feel entities in my room, but I would never see them. This time it was different. I woke up and opened my eyes. I instantly felt something in my room, but it was very sinister and frightening. In the corner of my room, I saw a shadow figure. It was slender and had no legs. It was just floating around. Its eyes were shaped like a cat's, and they were white and glowing. My brain at this point was like, shit, 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 because I couldn't move. It felt like my hands and ankles were pinned to the bed. It started to move towards me and proceed to touch me. Ooh, it touched you. It touched you. I can't remember screaming, but I obviously did because I obviously was because my mom woke me up and asked me what happened. This next bit is a bit irrelevant. Years later, when I was 13, I was watching Bird Box with my friend. Quick spoiler alert. One scene in it is where the mentally insane guy is alone in the living room, I think. He pulls out a sketchbook, and keep in mind, he can see the thing that's killing everyone, and he drew what he saw. One of the first drawings I saw looked almost identical to my sleep paralysis demon. I started to have a panic attack, and after my friend calmed me down, I explained to her what happened. She also had a lot of sleep paralysis experiences, so she understood. Next one, I was talking to my mom and asked her if she had any paranormal experiences, and she told me that she had, and it was about me. She told me that when I was around 3 or 5 years old, my mom would have a lot of migraines and fevers. I'm not sure why, but I would put my hand on her forehead. She told me it would instantly go away. My mom doesn't joke around a lot, so I believed her. So those are my stories. I would love to be a patron, but I am 14, so I'm kind of underage, and my mom doesn't really support small-time podcasts like yours. But I would definitely like to become one. Love your podcast. Keep up the good work, and thank you for your time. Aw, Sabina. We appreciate your support just by listening. And hopefully one day you will be a patron, and we'll have an amazing patron team. But you got some time. But I love your stories. I love what your mom shared with you because I've heard stories like that. I knew he actually owned a surf shop in a nearby town. And he brought something up. It wasn't Reiki. It's a term I've not heard of before. Or I haven't heard since. It was kind of like a form of healing with touch, not even touching, just putting your hands near someone. It wasn't Reiki. I know it wasn't Reiki, and I cannot for the life of me. It was like two words. I don't know. Anyway, when he described it, he kind of described it as something that everybody's capable of. It's just people don't know how to tap into it. And I, like I think many others, fully believe that as children, we don't yet have all these veils put over ourselves. I think it's easier for us to access things, abilities, if you will, than when we're adults. So I think that's very cool. And that should mean that you then have the ability to still do that. And then for your, I'm so sorry for my voice. I talk for a living. And it's the end of my work day. And we are getting to a close here. But I definitely look a little bit more into sleep paralysis. And if you can send in a picture of what this sleep paralysis demon looks like, I am of the full belief that things that we see when experiencing sleep paralysis either are our brains, our imagination, because I know I've experienced that, but what we do see if it's not a dream, I think could very easily be interdimensional beings. Because when we sleep, I think there's something more that happens than just images passing through our brains. You know, a lot of people, that's when some of their other abilities come to light. That's when people get, you know, things like dream visitations or astral project, things like that. You totally could have seen a being that was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Can you see me? You could have scared the shit out of it and it had no idea. But yeah, if you have any follow-up to that, let us know. Okay, this next one. That is something different. I gotta get back to that. Okay. This next one is a short listener story from Daisy. Daisy writes, I have a small story and question. I just started in witchcraft and started to feel left out since I've never had a paranormal experience, except maybe I have. Do you think pets have spirits and can visit you after they die? When I was young, our Labrador died. In my dream the next night, I walked into the hallway and there was the dog. I felt he had come to say goodbye. When I was older, I adopted a dog from a box of puppies in the park. I thought that only happened in movies. And that is me saying that, not Daisy. Did that really happen in real life? That's crazy. Anyway, she did that. That was about 13 years ago, and she has since passed away. I'm away from home and family right now, and I swear I saw her in my hotel room last week. I feel she wanted to send me some love since I'm lonely. I'm sorry the story was kind of sad. If I can fit it into 3 minutes, I have an idea of a happier story I can send you later. Well, first of all, send another story anyway. We'd like that. But I don't think these are sad. I think these are really lovely. I absolutely believe that pets have spirits. I think everything has a spirit. Every living thing has a spirit and can come back. And pets especially. I think pets are a little bit more notorious for checking in on their family after they've gone, because in a way they're always our protector. No matter what kind of pet they were, they look after us. They worry about us. And I have no doubt that your pets came to visit, and they probably still do. And little things, little paranormal things that you probably think are nothing could probably be them visiting. I know every now and then I'll get a feeling of something brushing past my leg, low on my leg. And, you know, I know that's one of my, that's my little, my former little pup Daphne visiting. So yeah, I definitely think that. Okay, this one, I'm going to make our last one because my voice is going. I see a name. I don't see pronouns, so I'll just say this story is from Sadie. Sadie writes, hi, ladies. I really love your podcast. I'm not fully caught up yet, but I listen to it while I work all day, so I'm getting close to being caught up. My story is about how I was possibly abducted. It happened 2 years ago. I had just gotten off from work, and I was so tired that I went straight to bed. I fell asleep on my stomach, and when I woke up, I couldn't move, but I felt myself being lifted off of my bed. I could actually see the imprint of where I had been laying on my bed as if I was being lifted off. I started having a panic attack and passed out. I'm not sure how long I was out for, but once I felt myself getting slammed, and I mean slammed, back on my bed, I woke up. And I sat there being so freaked out because I was convinced I had been abducted, and I was so scared that I was now one of, quote, those crazy people that I had seen on my TV. I finally ended up convincing myself that it was sleep paralysis, but I've never heard of sleep paralysis like that before. So I was hoping that maybe you both could give your opinions on it. Sorry for the run-on sentences. I do have a lot more stories of paranormal experiences and witchy ones too. I hope you're both doing well and keep doing well, Sadie. Okay, so first of all, Sadie, you can't rule out abduction, right? I mean, the fact that, you know, with sleep paralysis, there is, and even just like normal sleep issues, there, you can run into that feeling of falling. And kind of when you get back into it, it can feel like you fell, you know, onto your bed. But the fact that you mentioned that you kind of felt lifted off versus falling, and that you saw an impression, that's a little bit different. And I haven't heard too many abduction stories of that happening. but it would be interesting. It could be maybe you weren't fully abducted. Maybe they tried and were like, oh, shit. You're like, let's drop her. Let's get out of here. But I also, you know, we haven't talked much about it, but possibly levitation. I don't know. Maybe a mixture of things. Astral protection. Fuck. It is time for me to end this. Astral projection and levitation. I don't know. That's pretty wild. And I think it does kind of hinge off on the feeling of being lifted off versus falling. That makes me think there is something more to it. I don't know. That's new. That makes me want to hear if there are more people who've experienced that. And if they have more to go along with it, I think if you, again, this is months later. So if anything else has happened since this, please let us know. If you've had any sort of weird experience in your sleep, that would be really interesting. And if you remember any lead up to this, you know, before you went to bed, I know you had just gotten off work and that you were really tired, but, I don't know anything. That's so interesting. Definitely write in. Even if it's about something different, I'd love to hear anything else that's gone on for you, but I can make friends with the aliens. Maybe they'll leave you alone. I don't know. But yeah, so that is going to be it for today's episode. I didn't even count how many stories I went through. But again, I will be going through more later this month, maybe in a couple weeks or so. And get through some more of these and actually get caught up on our stories so that maybe we're like a month, maybe two behind, not six or more. I'm not telling on myself, am I? But yeah. Look forward to another one of these. Look forward to something witchy, something spooky, and maybe more. We'll see. And if you have any stories that you want to share with us, we always are taking submissions. You can either go onto our website at thenewwitches.com or email us at thenewwitches@gmail.com. Always ideal to let us know your pronouns. We do appreciate that so that we can address you correctly. And just normalize sharing pronouns. You can follow us if this is maybe your first episode and you want to learn more. You can find us everywhere at The New Witches. Our Instagram handle is The New Witches. Facebook, The New Witches Podcast, I believe is what we go by. We are on TikTok, but we have not produced a single ounce of content. that's a 2023 goal, I think. You can find us on Patreon. I think it's, what is it? Patreon.com/thenewwitches. Become a member. We are working on bulking up our patron, offerings right now. Depending on your tier, you can earn a reading from me. We release a cauldron side chat. So it's like a special episode once a month. This month, I'm planning a check-in, like I mentioned, but also a guided meditation, and I'm finalizing our newsletter. Hopefully by the time this comes out, that is done and posted. So keep an eye out for that and anything else that's exciting. We always take suggestions for what you guys want. We love when you want to support us, but we also want to make sure that you get something for that. And it's what you want. So that's it. You'll be hearing from me soon. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay witchy, and as always, keep it creepy. Bye.